Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Come along and join associate producer and correspondent Susie Rodriguez as she reports from Ann Arbor, Michigan, in the first in a three-part series detailing the diversity of cutting-edge ethnic cuisine in the heart of downtown Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. Nicknamed A2 or A-squared by locals, this small city, which is home to the University of Michigan, makes its way year after year onto national best-of compilations. Last year, A2 landed on more than a dozen such lists. For example, it was ranked by USA Today and Gallup as number 6 best city for well-being in the nation. Vibrant and youthful, Ann Arbor manages to be hip without an attitude. Increasingly, Ann Arbor is receiving national recognition for its amazing culinary scene. It's a small town, but it has more than 300 restaurants, and about 200 of those are nestled into the 1 square mile downtown. Add in a wealth of high-energy chefs who thrive on taking chances, a university and townie patronage that encourages and even demands creativity and diversity, and a strong regional farm-to-table movement, and what do you get? One of the most exciting food destinations in the USA today. A Midwestern town with 113,000, about 30,000 more when the university is in session, Ann Arbor offers every national cuisine imaginable. On an average midweek summer evening, downtown restaurants and sidewalk cafes are jammed with customers, and almost everybody is talking about the food. During my visit, I spoke with a few Ann Arbor chefs and restaurant owners about their work and the A2 food scene. I asked Isa Uris, owner and chef of Isa's Turkish Cafe, to explain Ann Arbor's broad culinary diversity. Aisha, you were born in Turkey, is that correct?
Yes, I was born in Turkey.
How did you end up in Ann Arbor?
My husband came as a student here at UFM, so he got his master's and PhD here.
I noticed that Ann Arbor has a diversity of ethnic restaurants. It's very impressive. What do you think it is about Ann Arbor, Michigan, that has made such a diversity of restaurants popular here?
University of Michigan, that's the main thing. Because there is all over the world, there are peoples here. And I always tell people that here you don't feel alone. You never feel you're a stranger. I mean, this is my home. And I think more home than Turkey because we lived here almost 40 years, most of our adult lives. And you can just do whatever you like it, speak your own language, nobody cares. They don't even notice that you're talking some other language. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful, diverse city.
Mm-hmm. It's the United Nations. It's open. People come from many lands and bring their tastes. And
I mean, in this mall, we do have, there's a Pakistani lady just opened a cake place. There's a Syrian lady. She has an exotic bakery. We have a Chinese lady. She has a Lucky Kitchen, like takeout place.
Let's talk a little bit about the food, the Turkish food. What is it about Turkish food that distinguishes it from the countries surrounding it?
I think there's so many civilizations passed through the Anatolia, and everybody brings something. And then they add the local taste, local spices or meats or whatever. That makes it kind of unique to that part of the Turkey. And then, of course, Mediterranean, which they grow lots of olive oil. And that's why we have so many olive oil dishes in the south and east, south and west part of the Turkey. And Black Sea, which is heavy on fish. And that's why there's more fish. But I was born right around in the middle of Turkey. We were raised by meat, sheep or cows or chicken. And I think all the weather, probably climate also. When you go southeastern part, there are more spicy food. Because of the hot climate, they have more hot peppers and all variety of like pomegranates and sumac. I don't know. I think
that was a good answer. Isa specializes in Turkish home cooking. with dishes such as zucchini stuffed with lamb, moussaka, chicken eggplant kebab, and burma, which is a version of baklava. Turkish wines, beer, and spirits take pride of place on a beverage list that also includes selections from Michigan and the U.S. West Coast. I've traveled in Turkey and love the food there, and I definitely love the food at Isa's. If you go, try my favorites on the menu. The classic red lentil soup topped with sumac, the spicy ground lamb, and the basmati rice with spinach. Has your cooking of Turkish dishes changed at all living here in the heartland of America with the ingredients that you have available?
I try to be as true as possible to the recipe because we can find everything here, almost everything except the fresh fruits and vegetables, except the meat, obviously, but all the spices. There are so many Middle Eastern stores around here. Dearborn is the biggest Middle Eastern crowd in America. And they bring everything. So I try to be as unique as possible. But sometimes we have to make it up. I cannot think anything that I need to make it up, except the meat, as I said, they don't come from Turkey. Everything else, I find it. And there is lots of Turkish supplier in New York, in Chicago. And then I got some of my stuff from them also.
What would you say is the signature dish of the restaurant?
We do make stuffed pepper, pepper lamb dolma, stuffed pepper. All the time we do have that one. The other thing is red lentil soup. We always have that one, no matter how hot. Outside, 100 degrees, we still have that one. And then as dessert goes, I think we have the Noah's pudding, N-O-A-H, like a Noah's ship. There's lots of things in it. It's a very unique dessert. It's vegan, non-dairy. Its base is wheat berries and dry fruits.
What would you say is the classic Turkish dish in Turkey?
You know, probably the kebab, people will say. And many people come and ask me about the kebabs and that sort of things. But I really do cook home cooking. These are the dishes people prepare at home.
For our listeners, perhaps you could explain what a kebab is.
Kebab is grilled meat. It can be grilled chicken, like chicken patties, or shish kebab on a skewered open fire. They do that on open fire.
Thank you, Aisha.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you very much for coming.
I'm Susie Rodriguez, reporting from Ann Arbor, Michigan. To learn more about Isa's Turkish Cafe, visit www.aysescafe.com. That's isescafe.com.
To learn more about Ann Arbor, Michigan and its incredible diverse culinary scene, log on to visitannarbor.org.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,